This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
And Lance Erlein. Wow, okay. How did you get cut out of that? By the way, before you start the story, you're going to tell a story about your man. It saddens me, that last call, that Bob McNair literally mixed a metaphor. Instead of saying, if he'd have said inmates run the asylum, which is what the saying was, then it would not, it would, this, the, maybe none of this would have happened. And if he was more, if he knew his audience better, because he was a Republican and didn't like that a Democrat won the election. I mean, this is the evidence against Bob McNair, that he's a racist, despite all of the money, all...
Racism is a very serious charge.
Yeah,
in this country, and
to flippantly call Bob McNair a racist when he put the organization that would be his legacy, he put it an African American in charge of it,
really
to make all the decisions for his legacy, and
he
trusted Rick Smith.
It shouldn't be levied as a weapon against people. Like
right.
I'll show you, you shouldn't weaponize. It's a very serious charge against people, and it's a very serious charge, and it's a very serious thing to do to have a racist situation. And like, that's all very, very serious. It shouldn't be as flippant as, well, you're just a racist. You know, saying that stuff, it shouldn't be as flippant as it is.
And by the way, and I don't know the caller, Adrian, who just called. I don't know how well he knew Bob McNair. I knew Bob McNair. And I can assure you, Adrian, that you've never met a nicer person, and it is beyond my comprehension. The man that I knew was a racist because he helped the community, gave millions and millions, started the foundation, the Texans Foundation, millions and millions and millions of dollars to try to help the situation. because he mixed the metaphor. This is the evidence against them. I wish this narrative would stop. I just wish it would.
Well, it won't.
No.
Okay, so I told you I have big news with my family. Can you look at the tweet I just sent you?
The tweet?
I just texted it to you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I texted it to you. Can you tell people what it is?
No, it's in there. Here it is. Attachment 1 image. J.J. Watt. At Lance Erlein, great talking to you and Alec, brother. Success is least.
Hashtag success is least. Yes.
J.J. Watt tweeted you and what? Alec?
Did I just send it to you?
Yeah, is this a fake account?
Is that kind of... Does it say J.J. Watt? Blue
somebody
star,
paste
all that?
This on there?
Well, this is where the story gets interesting. Here's where we begin. Okay. See, you start with that. And now we work our way back is how the director wanted to direct this series. So what happened was I'm sitting there watching some tape. I'm at home working. And Alec goes, who's the most famous person in your – you don't have anyone famous other than like Jeff Van Gundy in your phone thing, right? In your phone. I said, I've got famous people. Don't worry. And he said, yeah, who else? I said, I got J.J. Watt. No, you don't. Let me see. I said, you want me to call him right now? I'll call him right now. And I said, hold on, let me text him to make sure. So I go to my phone, I go to Raheel, I edit, and I change the name to J.J. Watt. So then I call, and I show, I put it on speaker, it says J.J. Watt as it's ringing. I take it off, I put it on my ear, and I say, J.J. He goes, hey, what's up, man? I said, J.J., how's it going? He goes, what? Yeah, I'm talking to my kids right now. They don't believe that I know J.J. Watt and that I have your phone number. He goes, oh, yeah, brother. Well, you know. And so as soon as he got into character, I put it on speaker. He's like, Alec, man, what grade are you in? I'm 16. I'm a junior in high school. Hey, man, listen, are you a big football player? No. How many push-ups are you? Are you lifting right now? He's like, no. He goes, listen, brother, it doesn't matter if you're not doing it now. Greatness is always great, and it doesn't matter if you start. And he's like channeling his most inner JJ that he can. Marty's going, and Alex's like, that's not JJ Watt. I said, yes, it is. I got it whenever he did something with Sam, you know, because JJ actually helped do something. I put a request in with Amy Palsik, and JJ met a family friend who was sick. And so anyway, I said, yeah, so I do have his number. We talk every once in a while, but not often. He's like, you doing good, Lance, man? Is everything going good? Yeah, it's going great, JJ. And so Marty goes, that's not JJ Watt from the other one. Oh, really? Really? And then I said, and he goes, it's not JJ, it's Justin James. And then Alec goes, he goes, and then so we talk. So he keeps asking Alec these questions. Alec will answer. I can tell he's not sure 100% if this is what's going on here. And then Maddie the whole time is like, my bad. Yeah, right. That's not. She's like so sure it's not JJ Watt. So when we hang up, Maddie goes, that's not JJ Watt. He goes, Maddie, yeah, I think it is. He called himself Justin James. Like, that's not something you would just say unless that's actually your name. Mason comes in with the laptop with his little Chromebook for school, and he's playing a JJ Watt audio from YouTube, and they're trying to match the voices, and Alec goes, I think that is actually it, because when you're on the phone, you sound different. And Marty goes, oh, okay, how about this? If that's actually JJ Watt, okay, if you say it's JJ Watt, agree to this. If it's not JJ Watt, and you say it is, then you go to hell. How about that? I'm like, what? And these other older boys are all snowed. My wife is, she said, that was JJ Watt. I said, yes. And Alec goes, yeah, I think it was. She goes to Maddie and goes, hey, you're screeching in the background. How embarrassing is that? Your dad is talking to somebody who's a big deal and you're screeching in the background. No, it's not. No, it's not. She got in trouble for saying it wasn't JJ Watt when it wasn't.
Did you?
Then somehow,
how do we do that?
He does a deep fake of a JJ Watt tweet. That says at Lance Zerlot. It's the one that I just saw it today. I didn't even realize it. So I text it to my wife and my wife's not listening now. She can't be because I texted to Alec and my wife. My wife goes, oh my gosh, 3 exclamation points. Alec just goes, where was that? Because Alec will go right to Twitter and look. And when he doesn't see it, he's gonna know. But too bad. I already got you.
So you still haven't told them?
Oh, he just said, I can't find it on Twitter. Watch. He must have deleted it.
Wait.
He must have deleted it.
So wait, you still haven't told him?
Oh, no. I let my lies go on for a while.
Well, wait. But
well, I forgot.
What if
first.
They're listening?
They're not listening. It. They don't listen. My wife's not listening.
Oh, she's not?
No, she's doing homeschool with my daughter.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Maddie's going to go,
my son.
You were yelling. Wait till they find out. Oh, Maddie's going to go, you were yelling at me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, Maddie was actually right. She's going to say, does this mean you go to hell, Dad? I said, I didn't officially agree. She goes, okay, say it. Say that was JJ Watt. And if you lie, then you're going to hell. I said, Marty,
does she know,
you know
how that
who
works?
It was. I wouldn't officially answer her.
But does she know that how that works? You can't say I'm going to hell and then just go to hell.
Yeah.
There actually is a being that decides.
You can't agree
that.
To it.
You can't agree you to can't it agree and go to hell.
Marty's. Oh, really?
Does she decide?
Marty can't decide who goes to hell?
That's blasphemy. I don't even think Marty would say
I
that.
I think Marty can decide.
Marty would not be happy that you're saying that, actually.
No, she would not.
Just tell them he deleted because of media relationship issues that only the 610, you can only tweet the 610 guys.
Yeah, that's good. Well, as you may see in my phone, your phone looks a certain way. My phone looks like this. When my phone, when you look at text, it just says, JJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for my buddy Rex. I put Lou Holtz because he does a Lou Holtz imitation. Mm-hmm. He knows Lou. So I put Lou Holtz's face for his contact and it said Lou Holtz. And for 3 years, every time it would ring, it would just say Lou Holtz. But I knew it was Rex and I didn't think twice about it. One time my son saw it ring and I picked it up. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And Alec goes, you're talking about Lou Holtz? And I just did this.
Yeah.
I just said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys should do that sometime. Put somebody famous like James Harden. Don't tell your friends or anything like that. Put up somebody, but it's got to be somewhat believable. Put their face, and when someone calls, let them just see it on your phone. Don't show it to them. Just let them see it, and don't even bring it up. It's like, did that say Steven Silas? Like, that's a guy you might be able to.
I'm going to send
you. Is that Lance Berkman?
I'm going to send you guys a screenshot of how one of you comes up in my phone. I'm just going to send it to the Glory Boys.
Okay. Let me guess. This is going to be that guy from Family Guy with a hurt foot.
No, just wait on it. I'm going to send you what.
Either that.
That's what I am in Ballard's phone. I've got a hurt foot Family Guy.
No, you're just going to have to look at it.
Is it me with Brad Pitt's face?
No.
No?
It's how you come up listed in the context. I just sent it to the Glory Boys.
Okay.
And you're going to just look at it. Because we've all been talking mostly.
Trash ass Lance, it says. This says you have trash ass Lance.
That's how you come up in my phone.
You put that as my name?
That is your
what
name.
What do you have as under John's name?
His regular name.
Just
that's
my name.
Bull crap.
And Raheel's regular name. And you come up as trash ass Lance.
What?
Trash ass Lance.
You actually have me as. You went through. It takes longer. You could have just said Lance.
But it's funnier if I see
your
name.
Why would you put trash ass Lance as a whole name?
Because
that
it's
took more work.
Because it's funnier when that comes
up.
Yeah,
but okay, so is the first name trash ass and the last name is Lance? How is it?
He doesn't have a last name.
Or does
name.
It come up, do you put
all
it one
trash
same?
Lance?
No, it comes up in the first name as trash ass Lance. It doesn't come up as, and then there's no, I didn't put Zerline as his last name. It's just first name, trash ass Lance. So
that's
it always
it.
Comes up
oh,
trash,
so you, just, okay.
It just comes up trash
but
ass
But you could have made it.
I could
trash ass Lance.
I could have, but right. It's all one name.
Before I go, this says Roe Pimpin
so
says
that's just his name.
Yes.
Roe Pimpin says, is Raheel Watt available for birthdays, quinceañeras, corporate events, or bar mitzvahs? Well, just all over the phone. Just over the phone.
Yeah. So we'll give out Raheel's numbers. Anybody can just call him. And
yeah.
And but he will accept Venmo as payment for his appearances on your phone or at your events.
Yeah, no, he absolutely will. 1029 ESPN 97.5. Jimmy, you're next up. Anybody wants to get
in? I am beating it for sure.
Come on in, 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Resetting everything going on. Obviously, the big story today is Nick Caserio being introduced to the city of Houston, his press conference with Cal McNair. I'm very interested. It's just a couple of hours away. I'm very interested to hear some of the answers to some of the difficult questions like, Cal, how the hell did you piss off Deshaun this much?
His hot dog sandwich? What if that one comes up?
LeBron Stumped or Michael?
Him. LeBron or Michael?
All right.
Here's some difficult questions Cal could be facing.
Right. Who's had hotter chicks, Tom Brady or Derek Jeter?
There are tough questions it could
there
be
are.
Asked.
There are. Anyway, so that's the headliner today. Deshaun is all over the national media. All kinds of report, Rappaport, Schefter all had stories about Deshaun being pissed off because he wasn't part of the process. Obviously, the tweet that Deshaun sent out. Apparently, Deshaun is unhappy with the Texans and ignoring team phone calls. He's pulling a Tunsil. He learned that's right out of the Tunsil playbook, and so that got the organization very scared, and then they gave him $22 million a year. Deshaun already gets $40 million a year, so he doesn't need that. But they do need him to not want to be traded. They do need Deshaun to have a nice attitude. They do need Deshaun to be a leader. Deshaun advocated for Eric Bieniemy, and the Texans have totally ignored that. That's a real possible question today. Why the hell haven't you interviewed Eric Bieniemy? And why aren't you listening to anything Deshaun says?
Why did you tell him you would consider some of his opinions? Not that you would necessarily just do what he asked, but at least consider it, and you're doing none of that.
Okay, cool. I got to stop here. Why is LeBron wearing a chin strap?
Well, that's a mask I guess he'll put over his face once he's done talking to the media. It's okay. Not a chin strap.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. I thought he was doing a... He was protecting his beard.
No, it's something he'll slap over his face once he's done talking to
people. I didn't know that. So these are all questions that will be asked. One question is, why does Matt Eberflus not want Eberflus? Why does he not want to interview with the team?
Well, his boss is Chris Ballard, correct?
Yep.
Do you think Chris Ballard might have said, maybe you don't want to be there?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's not where you want to go.
No.
And make your name in the head.
Maybe.
But that is, okay, that's just that awful, awful thing to say. That this job, is not somewhere where you want to become a head coach because
well but the whole pool is Watson, right?
Yeah. Now,
so if Watson is shaky, then I would think everybody's interest would be shaky.
Well, I mean,
you have to convince coaches that Watson's in, and the only way you do that is convince Watson.
If I'm a candidate for this job, I call Steven Silas and I say, "How is it? How's it going over there?" Because because the Texans have a James Harden situation going on. How is it going? That is going on. And by the way, yeah, if you hadn't heard, the Matt Eberflus says, "Nah, no thanks, but no thanks. I don't want any part of that." Other stories that we've been talking about today: Lance Berkman going to be coaching at the University of St. Thomas. Congratulations to Lance Berkman. Baseball cheating scandal. There is a new one, and it involves the Angels visiting clubhouse attendant who says he was giving out an illegal substance that pitchers were using on the baseball for years with the biggest names, and the Angels pitchers as well. Not only visiting pitchers, but the Angels pitchers were using it as well. What else? Oh, Jim Harbaugh got an extension. How about Jim Harbaugh he's got a $4 million base, not an $8 million base anymore. But he can, with incentives, aren't these unattainable incentives for Jim Harbaugh?
If any of them involve beating Ohio State, then yes.
Aren't they? Wouldn't that be something if he, like, okay, we'll give you $1 million if you beat Ohio State? That'll be, how about that?
It'd be great incentive, and it's something they need to get done, and I don't see
I would imagine winning likely. The league.
I'm sure he's got a lot, like winning the Big Ten, making a Rose Bowl or college football playoff, and you would think something in there about beating Ohio State exists.
You would imagine.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just that, like it's like Michigan never can do, it's like, I don't know if do you remember way back in the day when Michigan used to actually compete against Ohio State?
I remember when they got John Cooper fired because he could never beat Michigan.
Yeah.
They had national title level teams at Ohio State multiple years, and he just couldn't get past Michigan. Cost him multiple times.
Did the Fat Hoke brother beat Ohio State?
Brady Hoke, I think he beat him once.
I'm sorry,
The Fat Hoke brother.
His name is Brady.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You think John is going
to? I
forgot his first name.
You think John Hoke is going to appreciate you talking about his brother?
You could
like
have
that?
Said John Hoke's brother, but instead you said the Fat Hoke,
or
brother.
Just Hoke. He could have been Coach Hoke or
Hoke
something.
Brother that coached there. See how easy that was.
Yeah, you didn't have to call him the Fat Hoke brother because you forgot his name. You didn't have to.
That's how I remembered him. But okay,
I think he beat.
I hate to hear how you remember weather women.
No,
do you want to go there?
Yeah. Mexican weather women?
That's the least offensive thing.
You know their names?
Thing.
No. I don't care about them.
I never
look at them.
What? You don't?
I think he's got,
no one does.
As you put it, the Fat Hoke brother beat them in his first year, and that's the one time.
Thank you. Thank you.
2011.
That's all I needed was that stat. That's all. I mean, even he beat Ohio State, and he was terrible.
Yeah. Got himself fired within 4 years.
Yeah, and Jim Harbaugh's terrible, and he still isn't fired. That's the amazing.
Well, Jim Harbaugh isn't terrible. The problem is, this year was awful, and he can't beat the team he's supposed to be able to beat.
Well, I mean, he's terrible in that game every year.
It's funny. It's been diminishing returns since. He almost beat him his first year. Could have beat him his second year. In the last 2 years, not even close.
But Michigan is. A less of a factor than I remember them in a long time.
Yeah, and remember, this was a team that I think played on New Year's Day and lost to Alabama in the last full season. So it wasn't like they're so far removed from having a good year. But when you play Ohio State, who is, at least in that part of the country, the only legit national title contender if you remove Notre Dame from the equation, and you give up like 56-1 and 62 in the next game, people are going to push you aside.
Yeah.
You can't. This is the team you're supposed to be competing against. This is the team. This is the standard.
This is your standard. That's
and
right.
You are giving up 50 plus and 60 and not even being competitive. You're just going to get pushed to the side.
It's not a. It's actually not turning into a rivalry anymore.
No, Ohio State's biggest rivalry is Clemson.
Yeah,
they play them quite often, and at least those games mean something. The Ohio State Michigan game doesn't mean anything because it feels like it's not a contest.
It's not a contest. Adrian's here. Let's get Adrian in here. Hey, Adrian.
Morning, fellas.
How you doing, man?
All this Cal McNair, all this other crap talk, we all know what's going on here. The apple don't fall far from the tree, far as I'm concerned. And what was the quote that drove Dwayne Brown out of here? We can't have the inmates running the prison. Let's think about this, fellas. That's the way I see why Eric Bieniemy ain't been called. Can't have him in charge. It is what it is. Best thing Cal can do is sell this football team to somebody that likes football. That way he can go do whatever he wants. Him and Mr. Easterby can go skipping down whatever street they skip down and do whatever they do in the dark. But until then, this team will be nothing. It'll always be nothing, and it'll always hire nothing. And to the rest of you Texans fans, boy, oh boy, I'm glad I'm a Raider fan. Peace.
Oh, you let a Raider fan through, Dell.
He didn't announce himself as a Raider fan.
Yeah.
Why are you glad you're a Raider fan, by the way?
Yeah.
I mean, you have picks, but.
No one should be glad they're a Raider fan.
When's the last time the Raiders made the playoffs? The Connor Cook year?
They suck.
When they got beat by the Texans?
Yeah. Your organization. Worry about your owner's haircut. Don't worry about our owner skipping down the road in the dark.
By the way, there's some whispers that Mayock could be in some trouble over there.
Really?
Already. In like 2 years.
Is it two or three?
Gruden is not. This is the third. No. So I had to fly out there all the time in the 19 draft. So that meant he joined them for the 19 draft. This is his third draft, second season.
Coming up? The one that's coming up, that's his third draft?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he started 19. And did Gruden get there the year before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 19, 20. This is his third draft. And already? Wow.
There's a little.
Based on what?
There's some whispers. What I'm hearing is that maybe they're not really.
Well, they can't fire Gruden.
It's not easy. It's not easy to work with Gruden. I know the great Reggie Cobb once told me that. He's passed away, a good scouting friend and former football player, Tennessee. Reggie was there in Tampa, and he said, man, it ain't easy with John Gruden. John was a coach, but he has a lot of say-so on personnel, and he was difficult to work for.
Yeah.
Difficult to work with.
10-12 ESPN 97.5. And worry about your own team and your owner's haircut. It's stupid.
It's dumb, and I can't believe anyone would say I'd rather be a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
Or I'm happy I'm a Raiders fan.
And don't worry about skipping down the road, whatever.
That didn't bother me so much.
And oh, by the way, I'm not going
to
tell
you. Do you have to?
Is this racism that they didn't
they interview Omar Khan?
Yep. Did they hire Rick Smith?
Look, the whole if he hires someone he can't be racist, I don't necessarily buy that, but I don't know that Bob McNair's a racist. So I'm like, or Cal's racist, so I'm not going
to
say
it. Oh my God, I forgot to tell y'all. I have to wait for one more segment. Something happened in my house yesterday that involves a potential Houston Texan all-time great.
Wow.
J.J. Watt.
Wow.
You have to listen coming
next.
Up next.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, just a couple segments left this week. This is it. I will be on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour tomorrow morning via telephone. We've got a little tournament at Pine Forest tomorrow we'll be at. So I'll be doing it from the phone. But we got the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Those of you that are golf fans, it's a must listen. Billy Harmon giving Charlie the business. It's a must listen every week right here on ESPN 97.5.
Will you discuss the two golfers who won the Medal of Freedom or whatever they won?
Yeah.
I forgot from the president.
Annika Sorenstam.
Annika and also Gary Player, right?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to give that medal to a foreigner?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's the case.
I don't. You might be able to. I just don't know, actually.
Hey, he's got 2 weeks left. He's just doing anything, right?
Some people like him to have no days left.
Whatever. I know you're not from here.
I don't even know if you can get this award. Wait a minute. It to you. Look, you might be able to give it to anyone you want. That's probably the case. I just like, huh?
Did Gary Player fight against
South Africa?
Well, did he fight against apartheid or something?
Or did he just golf at?
Well, he wore black a lot. I don't know. That's his thing.
Is he a friend of?
Well, like freedom. The freedom of.
Metal. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what Gary Player.
Anna had some accusations against her too. That
Annika Sorenstam. She was like. Wasn't that Annika? That was from Star Wars.
No, that's
she Anakin. Helped free that's them Anakin. From.
That was Skywalker.
No. Oh, I thought no. She freed them from the grip.
When
of...
he was Anakin, did he go in and kill all those
he killed,
kids?
He killed all the Padawans.
Sorenstam.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's... So
I told you the story where I'm watching with JT. We're in the theater, and he's like, "Why aren't they showing this? Him killing all the kids?"
Yeah, you did tell us.
I was like, JT, that's not what.
And we're not talking about like
JT wanted to see Anakin killing all the kids.
Yeah, that's a scary thing when you're when
I was
you're
like,
dad.
What, son? First of all, keep your voice down. And that's not okay. We'll have to talk about this when we get home.
This is not what we're doing, son.
No. Let's get Jimmy in here on ESPN.
This is not what Eyelids for Kids stands for.
No, it's not. Jimmy, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I enjoy y'all's show. And the whole narrative of Mr. McNair being a racist, I used to mow his father's yard, Mr. Roos. He lived out in Tomball. And he actually lived to be over 100 years old. He just passed away maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And that family was one of the nicest families I've ever met in my life. And all the they had full-time care there for him, nurses and stuff, living in his house with him. 24/7, and they were all the gentlemen and women that worked there were all black gentlemen and women, and you could tell they loved that family, and they had nothing but good to say about them. And I don't think there was a racist bone in his body. Yeah. But anyway, I appreciate y'all letting me get in, and I just wanted to give my 2 cents worth and say that I really think that it's a good family over there.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I just think it's just a terrible narrative because of a slip of the tongue. And you know, I think Bob, first, he made a huge mistake the day after President Obama was elected. He made a huge mistake addressing the team about how disappointed he was. It wasn't about him being African-American. It was about him being a Democrat. I think he would have been disappointed in a white Democrat being in there. I think he was disappointed anytime a Democrat, because it wasn't advantageous to Bob McNair and his money. So I just hate that. But that's, we've already talked. We talked about that. Thank you for your thought there, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Del, let's go. Who you like this weekend?
Who?
What's your biggest upset possibility?
I think there's a shot for Washington at home. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I think if there was a game that I could see going that, and is it an upset if Tennessee beats Baltimore?
Yeah, they're Baltimore's favored. I think that's the biggest.
Then that one is the one I would take. If we're going to, even though Tennessee won 11 games and they're at home, yeah, that's the one I would take.
Biggest blowout opportunity.
I think the Browns could catch one with all the stuff going on with them. I mean, we didn't even mention the two guys who got caught speeding. They got arrested, or at least I don't know if they got detained or arrested, but two of their players. A lot of stuff is happening with the Browns, and their play caller / head coach won't be there. I think the Steelers could put it on the Browns.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably my favorite game of the weekend is Steelers over the Browns, which means the Browns will probably not only cover the win.
Yeah, and we saw them last week, and who knows how much game planning went into that, right? But the Steelers are playing with Mason Rudolph and other backups. Now, some starters did play, and the Browns were within one potential pass interference in the end zone from having that game go to overtime with a two-point conversion. So
I like the Bills a lot, too, because I just don't trust Phillip Rivers in this in the cold, and I don't trust his arm strength. And I think the Bills are on a roll. I think the Bills look like a happy football team. What we've seen We've seen them dancing around and Josh Allen's dancing, and they appear to be having a good time. And I just think that that's a loose football team. And, you know, if you dance, then I think I like you.
What if you play a guitar?
Yeah. I think if you play guitar, then no, you.
And if you dress up before games, because the Texans are very loose at times. Last year, they were putting on special stuff, the linebackers and playing guitar. Did you like all that?
That wasn't as good as dancing.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I don't know how what loose means. Now, the Bills are playing really good football. I got a taste of that on Sunday. Didn't go well for my team. Yeah, I don't like. Are the Colts going to be able to run the ball against the Bills? If Jonathan Taylor can continue, you know, what he's been doing the last couple weeks or so, give the Colts a shot.
I think the Bills are feeling their oats. I think that they feel really good about themselves.
They should.
Yeah.
They finished the year
strong.
Had
a great year.
And they're the 2 seed, and they've been beating the
Josh Allen had a
down.
Great year. There's no reason that he shouldn't come in with a lot of confidence.
And they'll have fans in the stands for the
they
first
will
time
have, yeah.
all year.
Yep, yep. So I really feel good. Is a game where nobody's even talking about? Is there any chance the Bears give the Saints a? I think there is.
You think?
I do. I don't know. Is Drew Brees 100%?
You talk about monkey. You're talking about now. It only happened the one.
Yeah, they've had plenty of success.
But the last, they've been the Vikings have ripped their soul out a couple times.
I was on them.
Do you think the Saints have a lot of pressure on them? Drew Brees' last run, possibly. Sean Payton can't lose another home game to a NFC North team.
And I think that Bears defense can give you some problems. And God forbid, Trubisky's been playing a little bit better lately.
He has, and that's based off their play action and his ability to boot off of that. I don't think Mitch Trubisky's winning a playoff game on the road. Not this season.
It may not be the right time.
No. No, I don't see it. I think a nice story, but we saw the Packers are really good, but we saw the Bears against a good football team just last week. How'd that go?
That wasn't very good.
No.
It was in the cold.
Yeah, and that'll be in. Well, why do the Bears care? They play in cold. Not Green Bay cold.
Not in Green Bay.
No. Now, this will be a controlled environment, which helps the Saints because that's what they're about. I don't think the Bears. I'm not taking Trubisky.
Rockets and Magic tonight.
Yeah. 6-2
Lakers
Magic.
Sunday night.
6-2 Magic. Now, the unfortunate thing for them, Markelle Fultz tore his ACL, so he's out for the year. But that's a surprising team as how they started. Who's going to
Markelle Fultz is good as was the underdog.
Yeah, now he doesn't get to build on that. He's out for the year.
Right, but he was actually playing well.
Are the Rockets going to be healthy this weekend?
That's a big question.
And did Steven Silas learn his lesson?
I think he did.
Did James teach him a lesson he needed to teach him?
Yeah, James taught him a lesson. And I think Steven, he's smart enough to learn his lesson. Don't ever say anything bad.
Don't talk about isolation basketball like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because maybe you didn't mention my name, but it feels like you're talking about me. You know me, the ultimate weapon. Don't talk about the ultimate weapon that way. And James said to him, all right, we'll see. Let's do this ball movement thing and see how it goes.
If I lead the team in assists now?
I'll rack up 15. You don't think I can get 30 assists?
Uh-huh.
Let David Nwaba shoot all the time.
Watch me.
Does Jayshon Tate want 10 shots today? I'll get him those. Let's see how it goes.
Yep.
Let's see.
All right. Anything else that we need to watch this weekend?
But we'll get back and we'll be able to talk about the national title game some more. What else?
Yeah, we'll be back. That's Monday. So
yeah, I don't think so. Well, what's you said your we talked about your favorite play. What's the game you're most excited to watch? Just because it's football.
Could be Bills Colts.
I do want to see how the Bills respond from a point of now they're no longer the plucky Bills. At least not like last year. People legitimately think they have a shot to take out the Chiefs.
Rams Seattle is probably going to be the closest game.
Even with Wolford playing,
Goff is practicing.
Okay, is he clear? Is it
now whether or not he can grip the football is another story.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's one where because Seattle hasn't been great recently, at least the last couple games. you're right. That one probably is the closest, that Rams defense. I just, the health of Jared Goff. And if the Rams can run the football, I like, and that's an obvious thing to say, but I like him a lot more. I don't want Goff or Wolford dropping back the pass 30 times. Because we see the Rams and that offense play action.
Right.
Goff half the field. If he has to just be a straight drop back passer, forget about it.
Even as bad as Seattle's defense is, I don't see the Rams putting up. I mean, the two games were both unders. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? When you play an under against a division opponent, the next time there's a good chance it's going to be an over.
You see the
flip-flop.
You see the Rams putting up enough points.
Well, if Goff plays well, yes.
Don't forget that
Seattle's pass defense sucks.
Well, he played against them just a couple weeks ago, a couple days after Christmas, and they scored 9 points.
So it's a flip-flop deal. Man, I'm flip-flopping on this under and over. Two unders so far. That usually means an over this time. That usually does.
And that game was in Seattle, and so will this one be.
Yeah, this one will be, and the weather will be fine.
Yeah. I just think the Rams are just going to have to be, if they can't run the ball and it's just simply Goff dropping back, I don't like that over number. You know, that offense when he has to be the guy throwing the football from that spot in the pocket, nope.
Yep. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next. Finishing up the week strong right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. By the way, it was, Gary Player, Annika Sorenstam, and there was one other. Apparently, in the Inspector General of Police, Martin Okoth Ochola, Friday, refuted reports that police are targeting journalists covering elections that have been marred by violence. Apparently, he said, police will beat you for your own safety.
I'm doing this for your own good.
We're doing this, yes. Okay.
How did he explain that?
We have heard.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
We have heard complaints that security is targeting the media. On the contrary, it is the media targeting security. It is portraying security as brutal and siding with government. When we tell a journalist, don't go there, and you insist on going there, there is danger. We shall beat you for your own safety. I have no apology. We shall not apologize, but we shall continue helping you not to go where there is danger.
I'm going to beat you to make sure you avoid conflict.
Yes.
Okay. At least there's an explanation. Is that answer any more nonsensical than what we're going to hear at noon?
Okay. We're going to keep this one, and we're going to compare it to some of the illogical answers that we're going to hear today out of the Cal McNair and Nick Casario.
And we'll determine which one goes over better. I'm
right.
going to beat you to keep you safe, or whatever comes out of Casario and Cal McNair's mouth.
Right. So we'll keep this one. I'm going to keep this aside, and we'll have a little compare and contrast. Apparently, the Gulf Public Library in Kitchener feels like the public library needs to ask customers not to microwave books. Didn't we have the 5G towers being burnt?
Yeah, because they're giving us all
they're giving
corona.
Us COVID.
Yes.
Now apparently we have to tell people books are not giving you COVID.
Are we sure? Can you prove that?
Yeah. Well, library officials have multiple safety measures in place, including quarantining all items for 72 hours after they are returned. So apparently COVID can't live for 3 days I guess they've learned this.
Okay.
But maybe the people are like, whatever.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust them.
Are you going to trust someone like something like that, or are you going to take it into your own hands and burn a book?
Yeah, I'd probably. No, not burn it. Microwave.
Excuse me, microwave.
Yeah. Yeah. A human foot was found in Gateshead Field, Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. Well, it turned out to be a potato.
I mean, look, I'm not an expert on potatoes, and I wouldn't even say I'm an expert on feet. We have a guy who's an expert on feet.
I like pretty feet.
Yeah.
But I believe I can tell the difference between a foot and a potato.
Pretty much. You would think.
One I would cut and make fries out of. The other I don't even want to look at because I don't like feet. Unlike, you know, Lance.
I like pretty feet.
No. There was another one, a foot that was found in a street that police were called.
You do like pretty feet. What's he shaking his head at?
Yes. Police were called, and it turned out to be a mannequin foot.
At least that's an actual foot.
Yes. Yes.
Not a potato.
That one I can understand.
It's an actual foot.
Where police had to come, and they had to identify it. Oh, it's plastic. So
yeah.
We're okay.
I don't mind that.
No one was chopped up here. That's the good news. Some places are tougher on their COVID rules than others. Like Belgium, for example.
Are they shooting people? North Korea would?
No, but they are imprisoning a bar owner who poured a beer for a customer during COVID regulations.
And the rules are the customer has to pop that top and do it himself? Is that the rule in Belgium?
Is that it?
You can't pour it?
Well, I think he wasn't even supposed to be in the bar.
Oh, the bar wasn't even supposed to be operational. What?
Yeah.
Look at this.
One evening when he and his girlfriend were chatting in the bar after having served takeout for the day, a well-known customer passed by. He asked how things were going. He said, can I come in? He paid £100 to support them. Out of gratitude, I offered him a glass of beer, and I got 3 months in prison for it.
Well, don't open up your place. You know the rules.
That's it.
There are rules. Follow the rules.
Dell.
John.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has a new chicken sandwich out.
And?
Official nationwide release. It's apparently the greatest chicken sandwich.
Is it spicy?
Of all. It's going to make its national debut. Quarter pound, double breaded, all white meat chicken breast. Atop a buttery brioche
giant.
Bun.
I'm looking at the picture. It's a
giant. With your choice of mayo or spicy sauce.
Then it's a trash sandwich.
Well, it's not meant to be spicy. You can make it spicy if you want.
No, make an option where it's spicy. A spicy filet and a non-spicy filet. How hard is that? I don't want your spicy sauce. You mean your Chipotle mayo? Is that what you're giving me? Your spicy mayo Kentucky Fried Chicken? How come, despite their sometimes questionable, you know, statements, how come Chick-fil-A can have a spicy filet and a non-spicy filet? You're a chicken place, Kentucky Fried Chicken. You can provide both. I don't want your cheapo spicy mayo or whatever you're going to provide. Beat it. You and Popeyes can go burn in hell.
The most popular fast food during the COVID outbreak?
Pizza?
Fried chicken.
It's weird because does fried chicken get delivered? Because I just thought people just stay home and then you get your pizza delivered.
Nope. Apparently it's made a big comeback.
I wonder why.
And Kentucky Fried Chicken leading the way. 14 states have Kentucky Fried Chicken as their favorite fried chicken. Popeyes in 2, 4, 5, five different states and northern states too. Churches.
Ew.
I know.
Churches
is.
Nah, I'm good. Keep that away from me.
Cane's is the most in Texas, most popular.
Basic ass chicken.
Oh, see. That's embarrassing.
Why, I'll say it one more time. If your main attraction to your chicken place is the sauce that the chicken gets dipped in, maybe you shouldn't be a chicken place. Maybe you should be a sauce place. And chicken should be the size. Stop it with your selling me, oh, look at our blend of spices in our Thousand Island sauce. Beat it.
You know how you can legally change your name, Del?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's illegal to change your date of birth, though.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone being able to do that legally.
No. Apparently, there's a dad who has been slammed for trying to change his son's date of birth, claiming he has the authority to do so. He does not want him born in 2020.
Why? Is it going to be?
Because it was such an horrific year.
Yeah, but what does that have to? Your kid is going to spend months out of his life in the 20s, in 2020. The rest of his life will be 2021 and beyond. You think people are going to hold it against them because he was born in 2020? It's not his fault. That's on you.
Are you going to be a horrible person if you were born in 2020? No. Because it was a horrible year.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
What if you were created in 2020?
I think that kid has a chance of being a horrible person because of his dad's actions. Because look, I don't imagine good parenting is coming from this person if he decided he couldn't allow his kid to be born in 2020 because of the year. You know how sometimes some kids start the race ahead? Because of their circumstances.
Yep.
This kid's starting a race already lapped because of his dad.
That is a shame. I mean,
really,
let's
this
face
is something
it, the genes aren't going to be great.
You're concerned with this? This is your issue?
The world's unluckiest burglar, Dell. While he was committing a burglary, he dialed his phone, accidentally dialed 999, which sent the cops to the house, and he was arrested as he was burglaring.
There's some things I don't understand about criminals. I wouldn't want anything on me that would help the authorities identify me. My phone wouldn't be on me because who knows if it falls out of my pocket while I'm doing something. My wallet wouldn't be on me.
Don't bring your license.
Nothing that could identify me would be on my person while I'm committing a crime.
Not only that, they can ding you, see where you were.
Ping you and ping see where you were at times. Right. Why would you do it?
Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb and not listen to the press box. That's next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.